Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball towards left. Brown settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brown. Bell scores. Broemer moves to third. Fossey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Broemer scores. Fossey scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller pinch hits for John Hiller. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to third. Haller moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunning fields it and throws to home to get Brinkman. Haller moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Frean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0 for 1 in the game. Frean hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez catches it and throws to second to double up Bell. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Broemer moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Knox pinch hits for Chuck Seelbach. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knox for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fossey for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien strikes out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley is walked intentionally. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dunning moves to third. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brohmer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to second. 2 outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Laron Lagro. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster scores. Fossey moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fossey tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Del Unser now playing center field. Buddy Bell now playing right field. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer misplays the ball. That's an error on Broemer. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 3 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frien moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dunning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Broemer hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 4 in the game. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.